Here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 5th of August, 2015. 1850, on this day, on Monument Mountain near Stockbridge, Massachusetts, Herman Melville and Nathaniel Hawthorne met. There was a picnic. They had invited friends, and they became friends. For a year and a half, the two authors lived about 6 miles apart during the most productive time in their writing lives. Melville was working on Moby Dick, and Hawthorne was working on The Scarlet Letter and The House of the Seven Gables. It's the birthday of Wendell Berry, born near Port Royal in Henry County, Kentucky, 1934. His family had farmed tobacco in that county for at least 5 generations. He went off to the University of Kentucky, then to Stanford, studied creative writing there. He moved off to New York. He said he missed the work of the farm, but he thought he was beginning some kind of academic career that would carry him someplace. And then he was offered a teaching job at the University of Kentucky, and he accepted it. He went back. His first novel, Nathan Coulter, set in Port William, a fictional version of Port Royal. And a few years later, he became the 6th generation to farm in Henry County. He bought a farm called Lane's Landing, raising sheep and growing hay and corn. 1973, he began corresponding with poet Gary Snyder out in California. Over more than 40 years, they've exchanged about 250 letters, writing about religion and farming and philosophy, letters collected in a book called Distant Neighbors. It came out last year. Wendell Berry's most recent book, a collection of essays, Our Only World. It's the birthday of Guy de Maupassant, born in Normandy, 1850, one of the great short story writers and apprentice of Gustave Flaubert. He published his first stories a few weeks before Flaubert's death, and in just 10 years, between 1880 and 1890, he wrote most of the work for which he is remembered today, 5 novels and 300 stories. And it was on this day, 1957, in Philadelphia, an afternoon dance and music show went national, hosted by Dick Clark, American Bandstand. They opened the broadcast with Jerry Lee Lewis's song, Whole Lot of Shaking Going On. The show aired 5 days a week. Within 6 months, more than 20 million people were regular viewers. The show ran for more than 30 years. Here's a poem for today by Wendell Berry entitled The Vacation. Once there was a man who filmed his vacation. He went flying down the river in his boat with his video camera to his eye, making a moving picture of the moving river upon which his sleek boat moved swiftly toward the end of his vacation. He showed his vacation to his camera, which pictured it, preserving it forever, the river, the trees, the sky, the light, the bow of his rushing boat, behind which he stood with his camera, preserving his vacation, even as he was having it, so that after he had had it, he would still have it. It would be there with a flick of a switch. There it would be, but he would not be in it. He would never be in it. The Vacation, poem by Wendell Berry, from his new collected poems published by Counterpoint Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. And by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.